The latest on Cuba sanctions. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. While some of the thawing of U.S. relations with Cuba under President Obama will remain, President Trump is expected to announce today a refreezing of some U.S. policy toward the Caribbean neighbor. There could be new travel restrictions and a ban on U.S. business dealings with major parts of Cuba's retail and hotel sectors that are owned in part by the Cuban military. Marketplace's Adam Allington has more.
The new rules could have an immediate cooling effect on U.S. businesses, especially tourism, says Luke Albee of Engage Cuba, a pro-business nonprofit.
People are going to stop. They're going to hit the pause button.
It's expected direct flights to Havana will remain, but with travel restricted to certain categories such as family visits or education. Transactions with the Cuban military could also be banned, which Albee says basically runs the island's economy.
The Cuban military may, in fact, have a hand in national supermarkets. Does that mean we can't sell agriculture products there?
And UT Austin's Julia Swag says the tiny but growing private sector that remains probably won't be enough to entice big companies to pursue investments.
They're not going to find big Fortune 500 companies who are willing to go and seed tiny small businesses there.
According to Engage Cuba, cruise operators and airlines would stand to lose $3.5 billion if the administration rolls back all changes made by the Obama administration. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.
Let us do the live numbers here. The FTSE Index, the Financial Times 100 Index in London, is currently up 0.7%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up in the 0.1% range, plus 20 points for the Dow future. The 10-year Treasury yield is up at 2.17%. There's news today, at least from the Financial Times is reporting, that the European Union could soon hit Google Alphabet with a more than $1 billion in antitrust penalties. This is connected to advantages the EU regulators see with that Google has constructed for its Google Shopping service. Trading in the stock of the Japanese car parts maker Takeda have been halted today, with sources telling Reuters a bankruptcy filing is imminent. Folks accused are covering up deadly airbag faults. BBC's business reporter Theo Leggett filed this for us.
Takeda's bankruptcy filing could come next week in both Japan and the United States, where it has a subsidiary and is seeking a buyer. The company's at the center of the biggest safety recall in automotive history. 100 million vehicles have been affected after it emerged that airbags could deploy with excessive force and spray lethal shrapnel at drivers and passengers. The faulty airbags have been linked to at least a dozen deaths and more than 100 injuries worldwide. Takeda has already reached a $1 billion settlement with the US Justice Department, but it faces further potentially huge liabilities due to lawsuits and its contribution to the costs of repairing millions of vehicles.
Theo Leggett, thank you. Hi, David Brancaccio, stepping out of my anchorman role for a second. Marketplace is here because these days I think it's essential to have an independent source exploring how the economy really works, not just for the market participants or the financial geniuses, but for everyone. Your support keeps our kind of reporting coming, and it is especially vital now at the end of our fiscal year. If you could, visit marketplace.org/donate to contribute and to keep us on the beat. Thank you. This fall, on-demand audio programming will grow up. There's news that Apple will finally start supplying detailed audience data on podcasts. Right now, we know about subscriptions and downloads, but not much else. It's part of Apple's upgrade set for the fall for the operating system that's on iPhones and iPads, iOS 11. Marketplace's senior tech correspondent Molly Wood joins us. Good morning, Molly.
Hi, David.
So, podcasts, we knew how many subscriptions that they would attract, but we didn't know what, a lot else?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because podcasting obviously is an all-digital medium, and it is one of the few that seems to operate with hardly any metrics. For the most part, you could really only tell if someone downloaded your episode.
So, at long last, Apple is going to make a shift later in the year, and what will we know more about from this new Apple system?
Well, so then we will get exactly the kind of metrics that advertisers just love, which is essentially when people listen to podcasts, where they listen to some extent, at what point they bail out, and whether they listen to ads. So these are very similar to the metrics that are already available for digital video, and they're metrics that make advertisers feel a lot more comfortable.
But that's the great irony here. I mean, podcasts generate a lot of buzz, but they're not really a big thing on the grand scheme of media at this point.
It's a very, very tiny business in terms of actual ad dollars. So this is the kind of change that could potentially really jumpstart the podcasting industry. But I have to be honest, in the short term, it's such a crowded field. It's possible they will get some of this data, discover that people are not listening, and that it could thin the herd a little bit.
But podcasters can use this data to adjust, figure out what it is we should be doing better to hold on to an audience.
Absolutely. Long term, this is incredibly positive because, you know, a lot of companies see podcasts as the perfect medium, the perfect way to deliver on-demand content to people. It's great in connected cars. It's a way to get people when they're on the treadmill or on their bicycles. It's a popular and increasingly popular medium for a reason. It just needs a business model.
And certainly room to grow, right? I was just talking to a sentient human being, tech savvy, yet he was like, oh yeah, podcasts. How do those work again? He'd never consumed a podcast.
Well, and I can't tell you how many people I've encountered just in the past couple months. I mean, really, you know, a conversation I've been having regularly where people say, I just discovered podcasting and I'm super into it. This is a business that Apple has actually ignored for a very long time, despite essentially launching it. So it's very typical of the company, I think, to make this move just at the moment that you could argue podcasts are crossing over into the mainstream in terms of awareness.
All right. Marketplace's senior tech correspondent, Molly Wood in Northern California. Thank you.
My pleasure, David.
Now, when Molly says podcasts on bicycle, she means stationary exercise bicycle, not bicycles in traffic, I'm sure. My colleagues make some great podcasts, from Codebreaker to Make Me Smart. Further afield, you might like the podcast Nancy. Or in a ghostlier realm, there's one called The Black Tapes. A lot of the stations you're listening to right now make some really great ones. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.